Good people, what's going on? It's your boy, Conker Jones, coming at you with a new episode, and I think I'm actually going to really like this episode. A lot of people know, maybe you do, maybe you don't, but a lot of people know that I've been battling different things when it comes to my podcast, different things, different topics, different titles. I've been battling trying to separate God from things that happen in the world, things that happen in the spirit to things that happen in the world, or should I keep them together? And I'm not going to even sit up here and lie. It's still a juggle. But I really, as much as I say I want two different podcasts, and as much as I do want the New Egypt worship experience or the new experience to take off, I really would rather keep it just one podcast and have different types of episodes on a podcast. For instance, I'm really good and comfortable with Tighten Up Tuesdays. And instead of having an episode for Sunday and another episode for Friday, having a Comfort Zone episode and the New Easy Worship Experience episode, I'm really right now where my mind's at, and I'm really feeling confident about this, is just bringing it all together, keeping it all up under the Comfort Zone. And I still may drop a couple of different podcasts for the Comfort Zone later on, but I do intend on calling it Gospel to Gossip. The Comfort Zone presents Gospel to Gossip. You know what I'm saying? I'm really excited about this because I'm constantly on a journey of self-awareness. And the one thing that I had to realize with myself is that I like both, you know what I'm saying? And me liking both doesn't mean that I have to sacrifice my faith and my belief in God for some of the gossip that goes around about celebrities, for some of the things that goes around about society and everything like that. So the Comfort Zone presents Gospel to Gossip, where we talk about everything from the gospel to gossip. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like it. It has a really nice grip on it, and it kind of explains me to perfection. Like, I can be exceptionally deep when I want to be exceptionally deep, and exceptionally spiritual when I want to be exceptionally spiritual, but I can also be exceptionally petty too, and exceptionally corny, and just do some of the craziest things that you've ever seen. Like, if you saw me in one of my goofiest moves, and you hear me talk about something one other day, and I'm talking about something like really profound, you probably wouldn't realize that I could go that far. But, you know, I like who I am now. 42 years old, and I just started liking who I am at the age of 40 or something like that. I like who I am. I like the way my life is headed, finally. I know I'm where God wants me to be. And I know I'm not going to get exactly to where I want to be with God overnight, but I do know that we're making progress to get there. Like, I'm finally feeling like I'm winning, and I'm feeling like everything's finally starting to come together. To God be the glory. And it's a very, very exciting feeling to be in this position to where you finally feel like you're starting to figure things out and you're lining yourself up with God. That's if you believe in God. If you don't, cool, fine. It ain't changing my faith. You know what I'm saying? But I'm liking the way things are. And in the process of me liking the way things are, is I had to sit up here and be honest with myself and admit that I do like certain conversations about topics that go on. I like talking, period. But I don't like limiting my conversation. Granted, I don't ever plan on crossing a side. There's certain lines I won't cross or anything like that. But I don't ever want to limit my conversations. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be so spiritual that I can't talk about stuff that's going on in the world too, because of what somebody else may think about me talking about stuff that goes on in the world. I don't want to be so caught up in what's going on in the world that somebody thinks that I can't touch bases on a spiritual level either. And I think this is a conflict that we all have, for those who believe in God and for those who really want to get themselves right with God. I think it's a conflict that we all have, to where we are trying to find a perfect balance of where we rest at when it comes to believing in God and wanting to get our lives right in some aspect with God, but also having attraction to the things that so-called go on in the world as well. And as I'm thinking about this now, the key to it is realizing that there is no balance. There will never be a balance. You have to find, you just have to know which lines you're willing to cross and which lines you won't. You know, you have to stay in prayer. You have to stay meditating. You have to stay in your word. Stay in your word. Keep listening to preachers, the sermons, keep listening to the gospel music, whatever you do, praying and everything I said that to get closer to God, whatever you do, you keep doing that. But then you accept the fact that we are living a life. You know what I'm saying? Personally, you have to figure out a way to enjoy this life that you are living. We can't get so caught up in being spiritual that we just don't enjoy certain things in life that we enjoy without overdoing it. You know, I used to really think I loved alcohol, and I haven't had a real serious drink in about 2 or 3 weeks. But now that I'm not drinking anymore, I realize that it really wasn't alcohol that I love. You know, so I don't love alcohol as much as I thought I did. I used to sit up here and think that I absolutely needed to smoke. I don't need to smoke anymore, and I'm realizing that what I really like doing is I really like exactly what I'm telling you, which is the whole purpose of this podcast, gospel to gossip. Is I love talking about things that have to do with the gospel. I love talking about things that have to do with Jesus. I love talking about things that have to do with God. But I also love talking about things that are going on in the world too. You know what I'm saying? And I'm tired of denying who I really am. I'm tired of fighting against who I really am. So until further notice, the New Age of Worship Experience will see the light of day. I'm just trying to figure out exactly what. If again, if you've been following me, you know the New Age of Worship Experience, or the New Experience. Initial idea was to be a project, a music project, and it may go back to that. I'm actually really leaning on it going back to that. But if I do the New Age of Worship Experience, it's going to be something that will really take some time to get done, because we would have to focus on, well, since it's my project, I'm going to put complete faith in God to make it come together. But the whole purpose of the project would be to get people of a like mind who want to help welcome in a new type of faith. And it's not even new. It's just a new way to serve God. You know what I'm saying? A more intimate way to serve God. Like, we have to be on the same page with that. So the New Age of Worship Experience, we're putting a pin in it. It may actually turn out to be a full-fledged ministry. I don't ever plan on owning a building, because we got enough buildings. If anything, if it ever got to the point to where I did full out have a ministry, I'd rather get odd hours in somebody else's organization. You know, like, you could have prime time hours on Sunday and Wednesday. You can have that. I don't want that anyway. You know what I'm saying? You can give me Thursday or Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? I'll be able to do something like that. So I never plan on actually owning my own building or owning my own ministry. But if it ever gets to the point to where people want to gather, then I'm going to see if I can find somebody who's already established with like minds that'll be willing to team up, and not one person be better than the other, but that'll be willing to team up, and I can operate in different hours than they're operating in. You know, while I'm still talking, I guess we're just going with it, and you know, we're really just going with it. Speaking of that, this is something that I've spoken on for quite a while. I've been speaking on this since like 26 years old, on how if a lot of men and women of God who have their own ministries came together, you could do a whole lot more damage. For one, you can save more money by combining forces. You know what I'm saying? If y'all are sharing a building, you can save a whole lot more money if you all are sharing a building. And if you all set different hours, you'll have more availability for people who may want to come sit in the church and hear the word. It doesn't always have to be somebody up speaking. It doesn't always have to be a band playing, but you could just have someone there to where if somebody wants to come in and talk to them, or somebody wants to come get a testimony, or somebody just needs to get in the spirit, they got somebody there they could get in the spirit with. You know what I'm saying? You can have music playing in the background if you want, but having a minister available at all hours, I mean, if you don't want to stay open, now, I ain't saying 24 hours, but I mean, having a minister available from the hours of 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. or 10 p.m. or something like that. Let's not even say that. Yeah, no. Let's say that. Having a minister available from the hours of 7 a.m. to like 10 p.m. And sometimes you have sermons going on. Sometimes you have sessions of music going on. Sometimes you have just sessions of prayer going on. But having more than one minister in one building could do a whole lot more damage than what we're seeing now. But everybody wants that prime time slide. Everybody wants that prime time Sunday and that prime time Wednesday slide. You know what I'm saying? The thing is that as much as I've talked about this, is with me never wanting my own ministry, it was never a thought for me to do that. And even if I did do it, I figured I had to start my own ministry and have a building first. But I'm humbling myself and even saying that if I have to go team up with somebody else who's already established, I'll do that. But I guarantee you, whoever that individual is that's already established, like, we're going to have some real tough conversations and make sure we're on the same page. And there's so many things that go into it. Which is why it'll be a while before I ever do that, if the New Egypt Worship Experience was to ever become a full-fledged ministry. It'll be a while before I do that. Like, for one, I'd have to make sure I have enough of a following first. For two, I don't want to focus on money. And I understand that if I go join somebody else's organization, that I may have to put out some money. So if I am making money, I don't want to focus on money, and I don't want that to ever have to be something that I tell the congregation to do or the people to do, unless it's a very, very special event to where we may be taking up stuff for a school drive, taking up stuff for to feed the homeless, which it's something that I've thought about, but to be honest, it ain't something that I really want to do. Now, doing something for the kids and taking up stuff for a school drive, yeah, I love to do that. You know what I'm saying? I love to do that. But then again, and I understand I'm rambling now, but just listen to me. Then again, there's so many ways that you can help the world. There's so many ways that you can help other people that you don't have to just sit up here and do what everybody else is doing. You know what I'm saying? It may not be for you to go out and help the homeless. That may not be you. But if you can help the kids get a few more supplies for school, if you can help the teachers get a few more supplies to help the kids, then so be it. That could be something that you can do. It may not be for you to go help the kids get supplies and everything for school. But what if it's for you to start an after-school program for people that in your neighborhood? What if it's for you to sit up here and hold a sporting event or something like that? Something small. You can drive around and just give people smiles or give them good notes on a piece of paper, positive encouragement on a piece of paper, and that will suffice. You know what I'm saying? What we really are doing is we're finna break down a whole lot of walls, and that's another purpose of the Comfort Zone's gospel to gossip, is we're gonna break down a whole lot of walls in the process. First of all, being able to say something like, okay, I'm gonna keep it holy, I'm gonna focus on God, but we're gonna be talking about some petty stuff too. To me, I can understand how anybody would say, oh, this dude is he playing a crazy game. I don't want to join him. Cool. I'm okay with that. That's perfectly fine. But I really, truly feel good about this. I really, truly feel good about a lot of things. It's like I'm finally getting what God wants me to get. You know what I'm saying? I've been praying about this. I've been praying about this for a few days before mentioning it. And truth be told, I'm going to be running a little late to work. I'm not going to be late to work, but I'm running a little bit behind on getting out of the door than I normally would to make sure I can go ahead and get this episode recorded and uploaded before I forgot. Most likely, it won't be on Fridays that I post this. I'm just posting this Friday. I'm shooting for Thursdays. So you'll get something from me Tuesday. You'll get something from me Thursday. So far, that's it. You'll get something from me two times out of the week. I may do something on Saturdays every now and then, but for now, it's going to be Tuesday and Thursday that you'll get something from me. I'm just posting this on Saturday. I'm just posting this today on Friday because I'm pretty excited about this. I feel really good about what's happening. I feel really good about the Comfort Zone Presents Tighten Up Tuesdays to be encouragement after your Monday. And I feel really good about being able to have a podcast that's going to be called The Comfort Zone Presents Gossip to Gospel. And even both of those, with the meaning of the comfort zone, meaning step out of your comfort zone, do something different. Don't be afraid to try new things. This is exactly what I'm doing now. You know what I'm saying? I'm stepping out of my comfort zone, and I'm stepping out of society's comfort zone and trying something a little bit different. Can't say new because you can't do anything new under the sun, but I am trying something different. You know, anyway, I talked long enough. I got like 5 minutes before I had to get out the door. I still have to export this and upload it, but I really appreciate you listening. I appreciate your time. I appreciate your love, and I appreciate you taking this journey with me. We are about to have a ridiculous amount of fun. We're going to laugh. We're going to get some knowledge. We're going to praise. We're going to worship. We're going to do it all. We're not limiting ourselves anymore on how we can serve God and enjoy living our lives too. Remember my 5 favorite things. Stay focused, stay faithful, stay true to yourself. Treat other people how you want to be treated, and give God the glory and respect that God deserves, because he's more in your life than you think he is. He's doing more for you than you really think he is. I'll see you later.